Right now, I would like to welcome Julie from the Sertoma Clubs of Topeka to the program. Congratulations on your 25th year for the Sertoma Great Topeka Duck Race.
Thank you. We can't believe it either. The quarter of a century has passed all of a sudden.
And over that course of the quarter of a century, 25 years of the annual Sertoma Great Topeka Duck Race, you've done some wonderful work in this community and helped out many, many organizations. And that's your goal again this year. What should people do if they want to find out about raising funds for their organization through the Sertoma Club and the Great Topeka Duck Race?
One of the things we wanted to focus on this year was involving more nonprofits, more people that wanted to raise money for charity than ever before. So if you go to our website, topekaduckrace.org, there is a button at the top that says contact, and if you click on that and send a message, it will get to me. I will reach out to you and we'll get you started setting up an online team. We just would really like to give out even more money than we already do and have more nonprofits participate. It seems to us many people said their fundraisers got canceled and they're not sure what they're going to do to help their local charities. So we're offering this opportunity for even more nonprofits to participate than ever before.
Well, what about those who would like to adopt a duck? What's the best way to go about that this year?
You can, the website is live, so you can go online and adopt a duck at topekaduckrace.org. Whether you're setting up a team or not, if an individual would just like to adopt a duck, they can do that. We will have certificates at all of our sponsor locations, and the website lists all of our sponsors, so there will be paper certificates around, but we're really encouraging online for obvious reasons. We will have the actual race. It won't be virtual. It will be, we'll have little rubber ducks dropping into actual water on September 19th. It's just that we won't have all of the children's activities that we normally have that would draw the crowd. We just didn't think that was a good idea this year. So everything's happening except for the activities race day.
And as always with the Great Topeka Sertoma Duck Race, there are some wonderful prizes. First duck across the line is a car donated by Laird Noller Ford. That is the grand prize.
It is. Yeah, we're excited about that. The website walks you through. We have 9 grand prizes this year. Actually, the number one duck across the finish line does win the car. 9 other wonderful prizes and a chance to win $1 million. So that's pretty cool, too.
In Topeka, has anyone ever won the $1 million yet?
Not in Topeka. I think this year is our turn. Like, we deserve it, you know? There's so much else going on in the world. We need some good news to happen, so that would be wonderful. If it's the 27th duck across the finish line, whoever adopted that duck, there's 3 pre-selected numbers that come in from the insurance company in a sealed envelope, and we can't open them until after the race and all of that. So whoever adopted that duck, if it matches one of those 3 numbers, then they would win the $1 million. That would be ducky. We would love that.
No pun intended, right, Julie?
No pun intended. No, not at all.
Well, thank you so much. If you want any more information about the duck race, you can find it all at topekaduckrace.org. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Julie, and good luck with your event.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate the time this morning.